Well, in case you don't know, your entire manhood is linked to your penis.
I have rodent phobia.
Or exotic pets guy.
Got a big ass dick.
Girl, you need to tone it down a little bit. You have a very harsh, tranny look.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode 160 of the program. If you didn't tune in last week, episode 159... that is when we had a very special guest, the one and only Mark the Nomad joined us and told us a very special story about driving to Oklahoma to have his vasectomy reversed without anesthesia or without proper anesthesia. So if you haven't checked that out, please do. Episode 159 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Find it on iTunes. Joining me now, as always, Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing a lot better now, and I'm going to take a celebration here. snow day today, so I have had the kids mostly indoors, except for when I was outside.
Awful.
And it was hail, so like kind of hurt. I played some football with the kids in the snow, but like, what does that take up? 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, you got just a lot of time to kill.
It's a whole day.
Mostly indoors. I mean, we watched some SpongeBob, watched Force Awakens, but even all of that with the outdoor time, you're like, what is that, 4 hours now?
Yeah.
And then you have a full day of just, and then, of course, you know, there gets to be fighting and.
Yeah, they fight.
Back talk.
That's the issue, is they fight with each other. That's what these kids do. And it's like, hey.
And with me.
Yeah, it's like, hey, just ignore each other. Just, like, go. You're so annoyed by the other one. Just stay away from them. Don't be near each other, and you won't be fighting like this. But they just can't. They can't resist. They have to do it. They have to engage and constantly do battle.
They're monsters.
Yeah, they're the worst. well, that is unfortunate. You are in a blizzard, though. Did you just go out in like a sweatshirt and jeans today? Because that's like the perfect temperature for you. Negative degrees.
I was wearing a sweatshirt and jeans, but I had a hat too.
Oh yeah.
But it wasn't.
It's not that cold.
It was way colder like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Like I think it's right around freezing, so it's like 33 as opposed to like when it was 18 the other day. Like. Just because it snows doesn't mean that's going to be the coldest temperature. It was okay. It's just the hail wasn't so much fun today.
So maybe the rest of the – because it's supposed to snow like feet, but you're just saying it's just
hail.
Yeah, but
they missed it. Like it was supposed to be a foot to 2 feet. We got like 4 inches, 5 inches. Like nothing dramatic.
Oh, nice. Well, good to see.
Enough
to
mess around. That was it.
Where you live, when you go to the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
do they give you a bag for your groceries for free?
I think so. I don't. I usually bring my own bags.
Right. So.
Because I care about the environment. No, I think what they used to do is they used to give you a discount for bringing your own bags, and then I think they stopped that.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe they charge 5 cents. I don't know. I'm not sure.
So here they recently passed a law that it's plastic bags illegal. There's no plastic bags. You don't have the option of a plastic bag, which. I fully support.
Do they have paper?
Yes, they have paper. A plastic, and it has been many, many years since I've allowed my groceries to be bagged in a plastic bag. One, they're a nuisance. Two, They're not very useful.
And they hurt your fingers.
Yes. C, I have an aversion to like if the like if the produce is a little wet or anything, so there's like something frozen or like cold beer and that's in the bag and the bag is like kind of wet and I have to touch it. I have an aversion to that. I don't know
fair.
What you call, I don't like doing it. Bottom line is I don't use a plastic bag. But then since then, now they really want you to bring your own bags in the state of California where we lead the world and everything. And so you either bring your own bags, but if you don't bring your own bags, they'll give you a paper bag, and the paper bag, for their trouble, they will charge you the sum total of a dime per bag, 10 cents.
It's getting a little steep.
And so yesterday I was doing some, got off work, went to the gym. After the gym, popped in to do a little shopping, went to the produce store, and I see this guy in front, and so we usually I bring my own bags, but my own bags were in Fancy Sauce's car. I'm in my car. I don't have any bags in my car.
So you have to.
Yeah, so I have to. So I see but this guy in front of me is checking out, and he has like, you know, boxes of berries and like loose avocados and tomatoes, not even in the, because they still give you the, if you need to bag them up in the store, you still have that option.
That plastic.
Yeah, to bag your loose apples or whatever. But he's got all manner of loose things. And the girl's like, oh, do you, and he hasn't brought a bag. And the girl's like, oh, do you need a bag? And he's like, no, I'm fine. And so then he's like trying to scoop up things and things are falling out of his hands. Uh-huh. And he's got, you know, he's got sort of things in his arms and he barely can like contain everything in his arms as he's walking out. And I'm like, how's this guy going to get when he gets to his vehicle? How's he going to get in? How's he going to undo the lock? How's he going to get his keys out of his pocket? Just pay the dime and get a bag. Like what? And
that's a cheap motherfucker.
It struck me and I don't think it is cheapness because people don't want to pay the dime for the bag. But I think it's one of those things where it's something that used to be free, and there's an aversion to having to pay for it now because just some months ago, this is a new law, it was free to get that bag, and now it costs 10 cents. And but
protest.
But then I'm thinking to myself, well, there's fucking plenty of things that used to be free that now cost money. Like the great example is your bottled water. Everybody drinks bottled water. You know, 25 years ago, nobody drank bottled water. They would think it was absurd that you would ever drink bottled water. Now, of course, everyone drinks bottled water or toll roads. You know, all the roads used to be free. Now some of the roads are privatized and you have to pay a fee to drive on a road. I would argue that is much more egregious than having to buy a bag at the store. I don't know. It just kind of sort of struck me as it was a weird thing because then I get up to the line and I'm like, hey, and she's like, do you need some bags? I'm like, yeah, give me a couple bags. And I'm like, it seems like people really go quite a distance to not have to buy a bag. And she's like, oh, yeah, you'd be shocked to see people trying to carry shit out of here. And I'm like, I go, just to clarify, I'm like, a bag, it's my understanding that a bag is a dime, right? And she's like, yeah, 10 cents. And I'm like, okay, put all my shit in two bags. I'll go ahead and splurge for the second bag.
I'm feeling like Mr. Big Shot today.
Yeah, because the guy in front of me struck me as just such an asshole. I felt like there would be so much about this person that I didn't like just based on the fact that he chose to like have blueberries spilling out and strawberries and mangoes spilling out of his arms rather than pay a fucking dime for a paper bag. That's it. I saw the Wolverine movie, Logan.
Yeah.
My son desperately wanted to see it.
Okay, I get it.
I took him to see it. Here's my review. It was pretty good. It's kind of good. It was, I think I've said on the show that I hate those kind of movies. I hate any kind of superhero. And I want to be the new Avengers, and I want to go see it. And I'm always like, oh, this is awful. This is terrible. It's always the same story. But this Logan's like a more gritty one. So Wolverine's like ice.
He likes to do it alone, right?
Yeah, and he's like, well, yeah, he's a rogue. Like, he doesn't buy into the whole, like, saving the world bullshit. He's against it.
He begrudgingly saves the world.
Exactly. He didn't want to be a mutant. He was turned into a mutant. And but there is definitely a lot of, like, if you're into, like, entire families being murdered and, like, people just having their eyes gouged out and their heads being beheaded and stuff, then I would definitely recommend it, because there's lots of that. And this Hugh Jackman, this dude is fucking ripped. Yes. I think I read one time that he lives in New York, Ed, and he's, you know, he's got that much older wife. This,
yes,
air quotes, much older wife. And I think I saw maybe a couple years ago that at his gym, he got some recognition because he's part of the 1500 pound club, meaning that between his deadlift and his squat and his bench press, the sum total of those three max lifts for him is 1500 pounds.
Weight.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's quite a bit. So, and this guy's like pushing 50, I think, yeah, he's in his late 40s for sure. He might even be 50. So he's had a lot of help, I'm sure, supplementally, but the dude is just a fucking beast. Likes to sing and dance as well.
Sure he does. Yeah,
and,
sure he does.
And he's really good at it.
I mean, like you were saying, those type of movies, like, I want to see it, but I've just been burned enough times. Like, I just don't care. Like, the only thing that I was still sort of going along with were the Christian Bale Batmans.
Yep.
And even that, it always bothered me how stupid his Batman voice was. Why did he do that?
Yeah, and then he did that one. Was it the final one with Tom Hardy? I think that's the only one I've seen.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie. But again, he's doing a voice, and then Tom Hardy's also doing a voice.
I liked Hardy's voice, though. It's funny. It's different.
It's pretty weird, but he had that thing on his mouth. And so,
but of course.
Yes, the whole time. Oh, you're good at that. The whole time, all I could think is that he's doing this in a studio. Like, he's not actually saying this right now.
It would be like those guys, you know, the fanboys in their costumes that Stern would put on, like with a Star Wars mask. But
yes, you wouldn't be able. If he were actually speaking through that thing, you wouldn't be able to understand him.
Hey, it's me. I'm Bane.
Okay, let's catch up on some email.
All right, cool.
Ed, see if you can guess who this one's. I'm just going to read the first sentence of this email and see if you can guess which listener it's from. Hello, gents. Just got back from a golf trip to Lajitas, you got it, which is right on the border of Mexico. Beautiful place. I like he's giving us a review. Like, this is like we're doing a golf course review show. This is like a travel blog podcast. Beautiful place, right on the Rio Grande, looking over into Mexico. Is that near where that guy got murdered on a jet ski? Like, he went like. There's a lake.
What? I don't know this one.
Yeah, there's a lake on the Rio Grande, or near the Rio Grande, on the border. And some guy was jet skiing, and he ventured into Mexico.
Bad move.
And ended up being murdered by the Mexican mafia or something. Can anybody – do I have that right? Anyway, it wasn't Reed, thank God. The whole time there, I didn't see one Mexican. Just, I bet you did. Who cleaned your clubs at the end of the round? Who made your sandwich?
You know, I think about it. When I was on my honeymoon, we went to Hawaii, and we went to like two different resorts. And one resort, I saw lots of Hawaiian people, like as the staff. And then I went to like the Ritz-Carlton. It was all white people. I was like, I don't even feel like I'm in Hawaii anymore. I didn't like it.
Was it on Maui, the Ritz-Carlton?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, the Ritz, the Kapalua.
I got married a long fucking time ago, but yeah.
That's a very nice resort, Ed. I'm sure.
I mean, trust me. We must have found some fucking deal, because I was making maybe 30 grand then. So it was not, not like we were just.
I mean, I don't
going luxury.
I don't think you're resting your head there for under $500 a night, Ed.
There must have been some sort of deal. Because why would I was paying for it.
There's a sushi place there at that resort that's fantastic, best on the island.
You're all well versed. I've been there once, and yeah. It was July of 2000.
I've been to Maui a couple of times. I was never able to stay at the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua, Ed.
It's all white people.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird that you can't see a Hawaiian in Hawaii.
Yeah, I think those resort places. I mean, yeah, there are Hawaiians there, but I'm certain that Reed encountered at least one Mexican.
He just wasn't paying attention.
No, he was not. The whole time I was there, I didn't see one Mexican. Just rocks and mountains and beautiful shit. I don't think a wall is really necessary. I saw about 80 Border Patrol vehicles with Texans armed to the teeth. Speaking of borders and streams and blockage, here's a news article you'll like from my wonderful hometown, Houston. And then this is, of course, best. That's from Reed. And then he passes along. This made the news a lot this week. The Texas lawmaker that's introduced a law making it illegal to masturbate.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great just to raise the point how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, of course.
I think that should be a type of thing that if one of these dudes thinks they should speak for how women should handle their bodies, right. they should not be allowed to masturbate.
I feel like if Mike Pence were the governor of Texas, he would happily sign this law.
He's whipping his back like the dude in Boardwalk Empire.
He would sign this bill into law post haste.
And then also, I think Mike Pence type people should also be forced to adopt like 15 kids.
Yes, totally. Absolutely.
Right? Like, yeah. All right. You want all the kids. Hey, you got them.
You got to have them. We're going to make you have them. They can come live at my house. Okay. Thanks for that, Reed. Always. Want to be kept up to date on your golfing adventures?
Yeah.
Another email. There is a site you can use to see who unfollowed you on Twitter. Cool. Shaking my head. That's from Too Cool for School, Paul Walkoff, HBP.
He's so correct. There's no.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous. Well, there's an app. Somebody get paid for it?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not familiar. I mean, I know this app exists. But I will say this, Ed, when this came up last week on our show, because Mark the Nomad, guest of the show, Mark the Nomad.
Yep.
Brought up the fact that he had hemorrhaged followers one day, and he thought it was due to his anti-Trump sloganeering. So then he went online and had a look and saw that one of the people that he found a site to see who unfollows you, and he saw that one of the people that had, in fact, unfollowed him was our very own Ed Daly. Tough moment for him, I'm sure. I know I'd be bummed out.
We fixed the problem.
I know I'd be pretty bummed if that happened to me. Okay, what's another one? Here we go. Really enjoyed Mark the Nomad last week. Me too. I thought he did a great job. I've also driven to Oklahoma. Made me think of everything I would rather do than drive to the home of Garth Brooks. Texans hate Oklahomans, by the way, Ed. I pose to you, would you rather blow Randy Quaid or drive to Oklahoma? I think you know my answer. That's from Ross. Ed, would you rather? Daily's choice. Suck off.
Well, now we're... This is actually like not just checking out. Yes. This is getting in there.
Close enough. Hold on, I'm gonna play the song.
Oh, come on.
Ed, Daily's Choice 2.0. You have to make a choice here. I'm holding the keys. I've got a rental car, and I say, hey, I need you to head from New Jersey to Oklahoma. I need you to do it right now. And you go, whoa, oh my God, is there anything we can do? Like, can't you get somebody else to do it? Like,
is there anything I can do to get out of that?
What can I do instead? And then I open the back seat and hairy, disgusting Randy Quaid gets out with his sunglasses on. And I'm like, yes, If you would prefer not to drive to Oklahoma, you can suck Randy Quaid's dick right now. Which is it, Ed? Okay. Daily's choice.
Two things. One, let's just get it out of the way. This is the last of this type of Daily's choice we're going to do, because this is just not fun. Second, if I could trade it for his brother Dennis, I would probably do it to Dennis just because he's pretty handsome.
He's gorgeous.
You know, he was just – I saw him in a Workaholics episode somewhat recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Oh, fantastic.
He had like a bumbling dad who was selling weed. It was good. It was a good episode.
So handsome.
Can I pick the era? Because if we're talking Last Detail, Randy Quaid, you know, the one with it's like a young – he's like a young soldier who goes AWOL, and Jack – Nicholson
no.
has to bring him back.
The answer is no.
Or we're talking,
this is present
we're talking
day. This is present day Randy Quaid.
On the lam scared the government's after him.
Yeah. Quaid. Present day Randy Quaid.
I've seen some recent videos of him. I'm gonna have to drive to Oklahoma. Yeah,
he had sex with that crazy wife of his on the internet.
I saw part of it. I gotta drive to Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you there. I don't have like there's I don't want to go to Oklahoma for any reason, but I'd make a trip out of it. Like I'd hit the Grand Canyon, like whatever, Vegas, like whatever's on the way, whatever's between me and Oklahoma.
At least go and apologize to all the people that Andrew Jackson fucked.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Make it a peace mission.
Yeah, I'll just stop and visit all the reservations where they moved out the natives.
Yeah, sorry about the guy on our $20 bill fucking up all of your relatives.
Indigenous people, hey, sorry about that. That's actually an excellent question. Good email, Ross. Okay, Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Okay, during a junior varsity baseball game involving Princeville High in Alabama last week, coaches noticed that umpire Derek Bryant was spending an unusual amount of time drinking from his water bottle and acting a little goofy. When speaking with him, they could smell booze, so they called the cops and with one inning left in the game, had him hauled off to jail. Bryant, 24, had been calling games for several hours, and he admitted to investigators that he had been drinking all day. Bryant also reportedly said he had come off a shift for Huntsville Emergency Medical Services earlier in the day. Now, Brian, here's the million-dollar question. What would you rather do? Have a drunken Derek Bryant service you as an EMT, or have to sit through a Huntsville, Alabama junior varsity baseball game?
Oh, awful. Yeah, the whole being drunk as an EMT thing, that's probably not good. But being drunk as a high school baseball umpire,
JV.
Mean, yeah.
The guys weren't even good enough.
That's a volunteer position. Like this is something that really no one wants to do. When I used to coach Little League, when my kid was in Little League, he quit, thank God. So proud of him. When my kid used to play Little League, this you'd have each team would have to have like their own ump. Like you, if you're the home team, you're in charge of having the ump. And you'd have to either get some parent to volunteer or just some rando that you could find, some kid, to do it. And I think they might have actually given them some money, like $20 a game or something. Whatever it was not fucking worth it. And then they get yelled at. Like these parents would yell at the fucking guy.
And I'm balls and strikes, and they're from the side too. They don't even know what's a ball and strike.
They're from the side. They don't know. This fucking guy has volunteered his time basically. And I just want this thing to be over more quickly. And I'm coaching, and so I give less of a fuck than you do. So just like leave this guy alone. So if this guy wants to have a few pops and go do some JV Alabama baseball, like good for him. They should have a bar at the game.
Totally agree. Yeah. They should fill his water bottle for him.
Yes, totally.
Like, hey, buddy, we know that here's something for the troubles.
It's Alabama, so they'd have some shine, Ed. They'd be doing shine.
That's right. Just the good old boys.
There you go.
Speaking of youth sports, this basketball season I'm coaching just won't end. My team is undefeated, and so we've got like two playoff games probably.
Oof.
And one of the parents of the other team after the game, like my team is just loaded, and I think I've mentioned it's nothing. My son has 0 points on the year.
Yeah.
He's a couple of rebounds. That's about it. But I've got some like killers on my team that are going to be like decent. I mean, nobody's going pro, but I'm just saying like I've got decent scores.
Shooting from outside, or they're driving the lane and
one kid
lay up
line. One kid hits 3-pointers, and he's a second grader that was too good for second grade. They put him in third grade, and he's hitting threes.
He's too good for third.
Yeah. But anyway, like, I've got enough scores. It's just not hard for my team to win. Right. And anyway, the first playoff game, I'm not expecting a long run, but the first playoff game is exactly Thursday night when Maryland's playing in the tournament. So I'm not pleased with that. And then the second one is St. Patrick's Day, which I'm not, I don't care so much about that, but I was going to meet a friend for lunch and just have a couple beers I can do something, and which I'm still going to do.
Yeah, you can do that. You can showing up. Yeah.
But anyway, but like a parent on the other team, I guess my team won like 20 to 10. You know, it wasn't like 50 to nothing.
Yeah.
And apparently the other team's like, oh, real classy. You kept your guys in. I was like, what? Like, my team scored like twice in the last minute, but like, there was a parent coming at me. Like, I was really strategizing.
Oh, my God.
Like, sorry. It was like a couple layups.
Yeah. It's thankless. Yeah,
it's all thankless.
Yeah. It's so, not like you're running sets with little kids.
No, zero sets. Yeah. Zero. All just like, hey, hands up on D. That's my big move. Hands up. Yeah. Hands up. Like when the run is down, that's my move.
Right.
The rest of it is just freelance bullshit. They can't run a play.
No.
And this parent was coming at me like I had anything to do with anything.
Awful.
Yeah. So that ump, God bless him. Dude, let him drink. Totally. Let him wear one of those hard hats that the like goofballs wear to the beach with the two cans of beer with the straw.
Totally.
You know, right. Where you can like drink.
Yes.
The job.
Yeah, have that on. It. Have that. Yes. Whatever happened to those? I like those.
They were a big thing in like 80s movies. Yeah. And I thought when I got old enough to drink, I was definitely going to have one. I've never had one.
I had one. I feel like somehow, but I was like a kid. Somehow one of those came into my possession.
Then again, it doesn't seem like a very adult thing to do. So yeah, you would have to be a kid.
Well, it's kind of like drinking games. Like
I never got into that.
I've always been able to drink them fast enough. Thank you. Like I don't need any tactics.
I gotta wait for my turn around the table.
Yes, exactly.
How about I just sip and watch you tell each other riddles or whatever?
I end up sipping the whole time anyway until it's my turn to throw the dice or whatever the stupid game is. There was something else I was gonna say. Oh, the game, the Maryland game. You're gonna do that thing where you record it and then you're gonna be like, don't tell me.
Yeah,
don't tell me. It
is what I'll do. I'll just leave my phone at home.
Yeah.
But I live like maybe four blocks from where I'm going to be coaching. So I just got to like coach and then just walk home.
Then what's going to happen, this is what always happens to me, is you immediately you go to turn the TV on. And
it's all set up.
It's been recording on the channel where the game was on. And it's either like the game's still, it's like the last 4 minutes or something. And you're like, oh my God, they're down by eight. Or it's like they're showing highlights and they just happen to show the highlight of the game you've been trying to avoid the score of.
One of the reasons why Michelle is a keeper is she knows that. And she's like, you want me to set it up for you?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's good. But then, that's good. That's a good wife.
But then I'm gauging her reaction. Like, well, what do you think? Is she looking at me sympathetically? Like, are they down 24?
Yeah.
So it's all a mess. But yeah. And it's to coach a season that, like, I was told the season would end on March 11th. And it's like, oh, you guys are undefeated.
Yeah, you're too good.
You're in the final four. Like, what? Yeah. No more.
Yeah, you're too good. That's your own problem.
And I got a parent yelling at me for running strategy.
Speaking of too good.
Oh, yeah.
This
Goody Two-Shoes himself.
This Tim Tebow I saw is tearing up the spring training. And by tearing up, I mean, he dribbled one past the shortstop the other day and got a hit.
What a hero. Yeah. Well, in the past year, as you mentioned, famous football player turned circumcision expert Tim Tebow tried his hand at baseball in the Mets organization. For his first at-bat in spring training, Tebow exited the dugout, walked around behind home plate, and went to the first base on deck circle. Quote, "I thought you walk around because you're a left-hander," Tebow said afterward. "I found out you don't do that," he told the New York Post. "Definitely, there's a lot of things I'm trying to play catch-up." But wait a second. As Deadspin pointed out, Tebow had 123 appearances in the Arizona Fall League less than a year ago.
Yeah.
Plus, he played baseball his whole childhood before going to Florida. Of course he knows which on-deck circle you're supposed to use. Now, Brian, considering the Ninth Commandment is pretty clear about lying, should the Heisman Trophy-winning God Squatter be packing his bags for hell? Also, is having Tim Tebow the saddest moment in New York Mets history?
Yeah, the Mets I'm not mad at Team Tim Tebow. He's maximizing his time, and he, like, I don't know.
But is that when the manager just waves him in? Okay, just keep going down the tunnel.
Yeah,
you're out.
Just yes, yeah.
And Tim, Tim, you got it. You're good.
Of course, you know that you don't need to be told. You don't even ever have to have played in a baseball game to know that the on deck circle is the one by your dugout. You would never go to the on deck circle by the other team's dugout to warm up to hit. I mean, that's just like so stupid.
My third grade son, who sadly signed up for baseball, so I'll be involved with that too in a couple weeks. Yeah. He is not good at sports.
Yeah.
And he knows where the goddamn on deck circle is.
Of course. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. He gets it. It's just maximizing every. I think I said it on one of the fancy segments with like Jennifer Lopez being seen with Drake, and I was thinking like, it must be exhausting to try so hard to stay in the news, like Tebow does or J-Lo. Like, there's a whole different level of person that just they do everything they can to make headlines.
I don't wanna jump the gun on Fancy Pop Ed, but you know the news about J-Lo, right?
I know nothing. Nothing. No.
J-Lo's reportedly coupled up with someone new.
So she's moved on from Drake?
Yes.
She got enough pictures out of
that? Yes. Okay. You want to know who her new man is?
Would you like to save it for the fancy segment?
No, I just have a feeling she won't. Tease the show? She won't hit on it. So okay, you and I can have this moment.
Okay.
Alex Rodriguez.
Although it's not the move I would expect because he's fading from the news.
That's true.
Right.
And for him, he's pretty much exclusively dated very, very masculine women. He has a type, a strong jaw, like he likes a, you know, sort of muscular.
I remember wife number one, yeah. But I don't know what else he's had.
Well, this wife number one fit that mold for sure. She was Greek, I believe. And they've all sort of gone along those lines, but even a little more.
But does he have any celebrities or it's all like
he did women. A Cameron Diaz briefly. Remember they were at a Super Bowl and she was feeding him popcorn?
Yeah. Although I haven't seen her in a few years.
She's not,
I was a fan of Cameron Diaz.
I wouldn't say she's masculine, although she's quite tall. But yeah, she's probably the least mask of his dating career. So we'll see. Maybe that's just a publicity thing. But I mean, J-Lo, I've made my feelings clear about her. She is
the ultimate
score. I mean, just no hotter chick.
A girl I used to work with, an assistant, went to high school with her. And I was like, bring her high school yearbook in. I want to see. And she's like, nah, you don't want to see. I was like, no, I really want to see what she was working with. And sure enough, yeah, she was the hot chick. Because I remember hearing an interview where it was like, oh, yeah, I was, you know, I blossomed. You know how every hot chick in an interview
bullshit.
Was like, yeah, I didn't get it. It's like, no, she was the hot chick of her grade. Her sister was not the hot chick of her grade.
Right, isn't she?
Was like a year. She has like a year older sister or something like that. Like 2 years older.
Isn't she called like Linda Lopez? Or so she's big in New York. She's like a New York radio person, right?
I don't listen to the radio.
You would be aware of that though, right?
I'm aware that she had a sister because Stern had a friend who was dating the sister. There was like a story through Stern, but
the sister's known.
I thought she was known for being her sister. I didn't know that she has a career.
I think she's known for both. Okay. Speaking of the Yankees, one thing about the A-Rod, you could always say, dude is very put together. He looks like he gets a haircut about once a week. The eyebrows are plucked. Never any facial hair. The guy is very put together.
Meticulous.
Yeah, as are all the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, when the Yankees traded Andrew Miller to Cleveland last year, in return they got big time prospect Clint Frazier in return. Now, Frazier had two things going for him. One, he was an incredible talent in the outfield. And two, he had a giant lion's mane full of red curly hair. Well, since it was the joyless Yankees, Frazier had a meeting with management about his hair. Shortly thereafter, the team tweeted a picture of Frazier in the barber's chair getting it chopped off. Then a beat reporter tweeted, Clint Frazier had his hair buzzed this morning. He said that he talked to Joe Girardi and they agreed it had become a distraction. Now, Brian, considering Joe Girardi has spent his whole life trying to rock the Johnny Unitas look, shouldn't he be keeping the haircutting talks to himself?
Yeah, totally. Does Joe Girardi still have the braces?
He might.
He got the braces at 48.
He looks like the buddy in like a Hardy Boys episode. Like he doesn't have a haircut of this era.
No, he's very he looks like he's a 50s movie baseball player.
Yeah, exactly.
I am a very liberal person. I don't give a fuck about how you want to dress or do your hair, or if you want to have a beard or any of that bullshit. But, I don't know if it's my old age.
Might be. Sound like you're going in a dark place.
I don't know what it is, but I turn on a ball game and I see all these jackasses with these stupid beards and this dumb long hair. And I'm like, you know what? More teams need these appearance standards like the Yankees.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm for that.
See, I find it joyless.
No, I love that. The Dodgers,
no!
The Dodgers, my favorite team, the Dodgers, they used to have a no facial hair policy.
That's a terrible policy.
That's a great policy. And then they traded.
Who did they bend it for?
No, they had no, it was the same as the Yankees. You could only have a mustache. Mustache only. And then this is when Fox, this is the dark years, when Fox owned the Dodgers, they fucking traded Mike Piazza because they didn't want to pay him what he was worth. They sent future Hall of Famer Mike Piazza to the Marlins, and in return, they got, among others, Jim Eisenreich.
What was his issue?
His issue was that
vertigo?
He was a 200 hitter against the league and like a 500 hitter against the Dodgers. He had Tourette's. But the centerpiece of the trade, I can't remember all the players. The centerpiece of the trade was Gary fucking Sheffield.
He was awesome at points. Yeah. I can't remember.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. The guy's a Hall of Fame player.
I mean, he had a good career, but he did have some down spots.
Yeah.
Like Kurt Warner on the Giants in football. Like he had a Hall of Fame career, but yet he was terrible.
Well, I think he came to prominence in Milwaukee, and then he wanted out of Milwaukee, and so he's sort of played like shit until he got traded. Okay. He was on a lot of teams, anyway.
Yeah, he played a lot.
Point is, this fucking asshole had a goatee, mm-hmm. and he was a big star at the time, and he got traded to the Dodgers, and they dropped their no facial hair policy for Gary Sheffield, and now you fucking turn on a game, and this third baseman – Justin Turner, he's like a ginge.
Oh yeah, he looks like down and out in Beverly Hills.
Yes,
he looks homeless.
He looks like one of the from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation.
Oh, Yukon Cornelius.
Yes, Yukon. He looks like that.
He also looks like Happy Gilmore's homeless caddy.
Yes, totally. Guy. Yes, and this, and you go across the league, the A's. Oh my God, the A's. All of these teams, pretty much every team except the Yankees, and I think maybe the Reds. The Reds always had an appearance standard too, and I don't know. I don't follow Reds baseball, but I believe they also don't allow their players to have stupid beards. And it's everybody's so unkempt, and they look like shit. Like, hey, you're at work,
sound
dude.
Really old.
You've gotten up.
Sounds so old.
You've woken up, and you've gone to a job. Like, look professional. People have paid money to watch you work. Like look like a man out there.
they're paying money to see you swing a bat and catch a ball.
That's
it's
right.
not about your fucking facial hair.
Get your fucking hair out of your eyes so you can see the ball. Stay down on that grounder.
Somebody brush that hair.
That's right. Brush your fucking hair. Get a goddamn haircut.
Take care. Brush your hair.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore.
I don't care. I will say the huge beard thing. It's
hideous.
The problem is, it used to be unique. It's a problem when everybody's got the beer. Like, yeah. There are teams where everyone has it, and there really should be, like, the beard guy or, like, a couple beard guys. Bruce and Suter. When they all have it, it kind of loses it.
Yeah, Bruce Suter had a beard. But you know what? He kept it. It was kempt. It didn't look bad. Now, that's a problem. It's like that snowball, Ed. Starts as just one snowflake, and it lands on the...
Are you going to go slippery slope argument on me?
Lands on the side of the mountain. It starts rolling down the mountain. It just gets bigger. Gets a little bit bigger as it rolls further. Then it gets some momentum behind it. And the whole time it's coming down the mountain, it's gathering more snow and getting bigger and bigger. Before you know it, it fucking crushes an entire Italian Alpside town. And that's where we're at with these beards. You start with letting Gary Sheffield or Kevin Brown have a stupid goatee, a stupid 90s goatee. And before you know it,
are you courting like a Metamucil ad placement? Like, what is going on here?
Then you know what you end up with? Brian Wilson, this stupid black guy. He's combing Kiwi shoe polish through his stupid beard before the game.
I thought you were talking about the stupid guy from the Beach Boys.
Oh no, I like him. That's enough. I've had enough.
Also one with the homeless beard era.
he's crazy. He's schizophrenic. You know when it's cool is when it's the NHL conference finals and these guys have started growing beards for the playoffs. And then like a couple guys are like 19 and they're Swedish and they can't really grow a beard. So it's just like patchy in spots.
Pubes.
Yeah. And then you have some guys that have been like Joe Thornton on the Sharks who's just got he looks like he's just come out of he looks like, who's the guy that blew the Unabomber? He looks like he's come out of a Kaczynski. Cabin. Yes, Ted Kaczynski. I used to know a guy, and the first time I ever met him, he was wearing a sweatshirt with a hood over his head. And I'm like, hey, what's up, Kaczynski? And then everybody started calling him Kaczynski, and he was really pissed about it. He really hated me. He just could not stand me from that moment on because I gave him the name Kaczynski, and everyone called him that. Don't be such a fucking pussy, guy. It's a good name. Yeah. It's a funny name.
Says the guy who has a problem with beards. Yeah, don't be such a pussy. That,
I mean, hey, have a beard if you want to have Kaczynski, a beard. But look professional. Yeah, you know him. Buddy.
No. I knew a guy in college whose dad was killed by Kaczynski.
Oh, my God.
And then on Halloween at the bar I was at, one of the dudes in the bar was dressed as the Unabomber.
Well, he didn't know that. He couldn't have known that.
What? No, he didn't do it to antagonize, but everybody's like, holy shit, this guy's going to see a guy dressed as the guy who killed his dad.
That's very uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable.
That's so uncomfortable.
I didn't know the Unabomber guy, but he was just walking around the bar.
Right.
And I didn't know the Kaczynski guy well enough to like, hey, why don't we go check out the other bar? I wasn't with him. I just knew him. But I mean, that's a bad move.
I think that Kaczynski only got like two or three people.
I was thinking he got like a baker's dozen.
Oh, no, no, no way.
No?
No way. I would say I would put the over under on 3.5. I'm going to look it up right now. Ted. Oh, my God. I can't type. Ted.
Why don't you just type in Unabomber? Kaczynski's a tough one.
No, it preloads it when you do the K. Ted Kaczynski. You know what I should have done? Is body count because I don't want to read his whole.
Right.
I'm not going to read his whole Wikipedia. Ted Kaczynski.
He's an intelligent guy that came off the rails.
Let's see how many he got. What? 10. 10. Oh, wait. Now transporting. Make this easier. 8. He's got 8 life terms with no parole. You know his brother turned him in, Ed.
You know what? If your brother, That's a good move.
Yeah.
If your brother is killing people, you got to turn him in.
Yeah, of course. You'd have to. Bombings, okay? A series of bombings. Killed 3 and injured 23 more. Yeah. Wait. You're going to doubt Wikipedia?
Oh. Wait, he injured 20-something? Maybe the guy I knew was like somebody who was a target, got injured, but didn't. I don't deny
that it was one of the guys that got killed. I'm not denying that part of it, Ed. You're the guy you knew, his dad could have been one of those 3.
If it's 3, what are the odds I went to school with him? I did go to school with Linda Tripp's son during the Lewinsky scandal.
Oh, she really That was not a good friend.
But can you imagine, like, this guy was like, he was just a regular dude at the bars.
Yeah.
And then one night, John Goodman's playing your mom on TV. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That really is. Oh, that's pretty good. Ed, you know, we talk about a lot on the show. All of the best news stories typically originate in the Sunshine State.
That's right.
And most of them typically involve like semi-domesticated, venomous jungle reptiles. Somebody tweeted me today that there's a cobra on the loose near Orlando.
Oh, God.
Which I would argue is about the 100th worst thing about Orlando, but still.
That's true. We went through it like last week.
Yes.
The week before. By the way.
Yes.
How are you on snakes? I'm close to Indiana Jones level hatred of snakes.
Oh, really? When I was a kid, my brother had a snake.
Oh.
And I would occasionally handle it. Also, this is embarrassing.
Did you bring it to a bar too?
No, but this is embarrassing to say. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe I'm going to say this. My buddy Brian had a snake, and this was when we were old enough to go to bars. And it was a big one. It was a red-tail boa, and it was probably like 6 or 7 feet long. And we would ride our bikes on the boardwalk at the beach. And with the snake, we would roll. Yeah, we would cruise.
Wait a second.
Yeah,
we would cruise. You are exotic pets, guy.
No, I wasn't. It didn't belong to me.
You would be seen with it. My buddy was like, hey, I'm going to go out with a parrot on my shoulder. But guess who isn't your friend anymore? Yeah. See ya. You're riding bikes with him.
This is pretty embarrassing. And he used to have to feed, because it was a bigger one. It wasn't like mice and rats that wouldn't satiate it. Because, you know, these snakes, they only eat like once a month. So he would have to go and get bunnies, feed it bunnies.
Did they have to be alive?
Alive, yeah. And so he would have to do it in the bathtub because a lot of times they would squeeze the
and
guts
you
out
there?
Of it. No, I didn't live. No, he was like, I was just over a lot, but I didn't live there. But
over a lot.
Yeah. Well, it was just like,
hey, can you give me a hand? I'm feeding bunnies to my pet snake. Be
like, my buddies.
Hey, guess what? Lose my fucking number. I'm out of here.
My buddies lived at the beach. So there would be a lot of people would congregate at their place. Like, get ready, meet up over here and have some beers and then go because all the bars are in walking distance. Yeah.
I got to put on a coat. The douche chills are just taking over this room.
It's embarrassing. But it didn't. So I'm not like.
The cool rings and it's all coming together.
I know. It's pretty bad. I'm not like terrified of snakes. You know what I'm terrified of is rats. I have rodent phobia.
The only thing I'm more terrified of snakes that makes me more terrified of snakes are people that walk around with snakes and like hang out with snakes.
I totally agree. It's awful. So I'm not but a wild snake. I played golf last time I was in Bali. I played golf and guys,
they get like crazy snakes there, right?
They have cobras, but I guess when I was there the cobras were hibernating. But I was playing golf with Fancy Sauce's dad and he's like, one time I was playing golf here and we got up to the green and we had to stop because there were three cobras sunning themselves on the green and we had to hang back. And at this golf course, I don't know if it's like this in all of Asia, they give you like a player's assistant, sort of like a caddy. Like they tell you what club to swing and they find your ball and stuff for you. And they're women.
Like a snake guy?
Yeah. They're women. They're young girls. And they're like, so we got up to the green and the girls went and shooed the snakes away. And then
stay away from that cobra, Dr. Jones.
Yeah, no, they got rid of the snakes. They like pushed them away with a putter or something.
I would not play golf anymore.
Yeah. And it's, you really, because the course is like in a rice paddy. So there's all snakes like all around like the sides of the fairways and stuff. They're, you know, that's where they nest. Pretty gross word when you think about it, nest. But if you lose a ball, which I do often, that you don't have to go, hey, what up, Reed? You don't have to go look for it because they give you these girls that comes with your greens fees, and they go find your ball, and they're fucking really good at it. Like, they always find your ball. I don't know how they do it. I lose balls all the
they
time.
They might be killed by a cobra.
Yeah, they could potentially be killed by a cobra, and I'm like, oh my god, I hit that one into like a underwater rice paddy that's like hundreds of yards wide, and she goes and like digs around with a 9-iron and she's like, here you go, sir. Comes back with my ball. It's amazing. So
now,
no, I don't
know. One
don't
thing
have
about
fear.
The golf. Yeah. One thing about the golf, even if he's, and I'm not trying to talk behind Kate's back, but even if he's the most swell guy in the world, is that awkward playing golf with your father-in-law, like that much concentrated time, or is it totally normal?
Yeah.
It's just,
no,
if,
it's fine.
And I've known my father-in-law for decades.
Yeah.
And it just, it would be a long concentrated time. It would be just a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's fine. It wasn't a big deal. Okay. Yeah, it's good. It's all right. We played a couple times. You know what is awkward though is he's kind of like an old guy and he just kind of does whatever he wants. And I played golf with him one time here in locally, and he was like, we got paired up with some randos, and the randos were like kids, but they were kind of good. They were like high school kids, and they were kind of good. I think they were like on the local high school golf team. And we'd get up to the green, and he would just like stomp all over their line and like hit out of turn and stuff. And it was like, I couldn't really tell, you know, I had too much respect to say, hey, you're not really supposed to do that. You know, I just kind of smile and look away. So that part was a little uncomfortable, but the close interaction, you know, Ed, I'll have a few beers. I'll chop it up with you. I'm a pretty friendly guy. Like, people like hanging out with me.
I get it. I'm just saying,
when I don't
like
have the snake.
It's a lot of concentrated time with a guy.
No,
that's,
I get it. Yeah,
that's not of your era.
Yeah,
kind of who's, thing.
Yeah,
who's your wife's father?
Right.
Kind of thing.
Right. Who's has a daughter that I've laid with?
You've been with.
Yes, many times.
Yeah,
tens of times, maybe more.
Maybe 15.
Maybe 11. What we're talking? Oh, Florida.
Yeah.
Usually when we're talking about Florida, we're talking about pet cobras or alligators or drunken ATV shenanigans.
Yes.
Or even
murder.
Or even more drunken public fornication.
Yep.
But so this story doesn't involve any of that, but it still doesn't disappoint. A Miami defense lawyer's pants burst into flames Wednesday. As he began his closing arguments in front of a jury in an arson case. Stephen Gutierrez, who was arguing that his client's car spontaneously combusted and was not intentionally set on fire, had been fiddling in his pocket as he was about to address jurors. This is no Johnny Cochran. When smoke began billowing out of his right pocket, witnesses told the Miami Herald, speaking of that, Effley Bailey, dead or alive?
Dead.
Alive! Dead. He's still alive! I know, it's shocking. He rushed out of the Miami courtroom, leaving spectators stunned. After jurors were ushered out, Gutierrez returned unharmed with a singed pocket and insisted it wasn't a staged defense demonstration gone wrong. Instead, Gutierrez blamed a faulty battery in an e-cigarette.
Oh, no. Ed,
considering this took place in Florida, do you think the judge in this case allowed the defense attorney to borrow his e-cig to get him through the rest of his closing argument? Can't you just picture like him pulling up his robe here?
E-cig? Yeah. And also had like 1,000 arms go up.
The bailiff's like, here you go. Like everybody in the gallery raises.
You want my backup?
All the jurors are like,
try mine. I got
one
strapped to my leg, too. I was just thinking the whole liar, liar, pants on fire, like for a lawyer's pants to catch on fire is just as appropriate as possible as like a Frenchman walking down the street with a beret and a baguette under his arm.
Yes, yeah, like two on the nose.
Also wearing a pilot's uniform. Yes.
Yeah, it's just – you're.
It's too perfect.
Yeah, too Florida. It's like basically like you picture he probably had a ponytail and he was wearing like a leather jacket.
I imagine him to look like McConaughey in the True Detective, like later scenes.
Yes. Right, right. Yes. Lawyer version. Time is an infinite circle.
I did ask my Miami defense lawyer brother-in-law if he knew this guy, and he said, sadly, no.
Well, the story went on to say that this guy was 28.
What?
That's one of those cut-rate lawyers, right? Like, nobody goes out of their way.
I want my guy who's defending me, I want him to be, like, grinding it out at a firm for a while.
First case? I don't think so, buddy.
I don't need the Doogie Howser of lawyers in Florida.
Definitely not. Ed, have you seen those videos where the insane Russian kids climb to the top of the Chrysler building and, like, do handstands on the edge?
It makes me uncomfortable.
No, people got to stop. I don't want to see that. It makes me it makes my balls, like, retract into my body. It, like it's kind of like riding a roller coaster. Like, gives you a feeling.
Yeah, not a good one.
Yes, I do not. I saw one the other day where they were, like, up, and it was, like, a guy and a girl, and the girl was just hanging from the edge of the building, like, just by her fingertips, like, maybe 60 stories above, you know, the Ukraine, Minsk. And the boyfriend, he was, like, rolling around on one of those hoverboards, and he was, like, going, he'd, like, swing way out to the edge and come back. And I've seen people doing handstands and the whole thing. It's not for me. I don't want to see that. I don't like it.
Certainly not.
Well, Ed, this may come as a shock to you, but people are actually dying at an alarming rate in pursuit of these dope as fuck snaps for the gram. According to a study conducted by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University late last year, at least 127 people have been killed taking selfies since 2014.
Jesus.
The study's authors define the deaths, known as killfies, as the death of an individual or group of people that could have been avoided had the individuals not been taking a selfie.
Narcissist.
The study found that the majority of recent selfie deaths have taken place in India, Pakistan, and the United States. More than 75% of those killed taking selfies are men, most often under the age of 24. So this study identified the eight types of selfie deaths, Ed.
Cliffs.
The number one way to die is height related.
Mm-hmm.
Either falling from a building or a mountain. Whereas most group selfie deaths happen in water-related accidents.
Oh, I would have thought cars would be.
That's up there too. Combining height and water is a deadly combination, accounting for the third most common way people die. Last month.
Hang on. Yeah. How do you combine height and water?
Like
Acapulco cliff dive?
Yeah, or Niagara Falls. Comes to mind, like going over a waterfall. Like, you get real close, so you get, you're like, look at me, I'm right next to this waterfall. And then you land on the rocks below.
Yeah, there's not, and it's not Superman 2 where he can just, or
exactly.
Superman 1 when
yes, exactly. Another common selfie cause of death for individuals and couples involves trains. People
like a selfie in front.
People like to take selfies on train tracks as the train is approaching, so it looks real cool. They're like, "Look, I'm right in front of an oncoming train," and then they're like, their limbs are splattered everywhere. And then also, then another train-related selfie death factor is electricity. Some kid in New Delhi electrocuted himself while trying to take a selfie on a parked train recently. He took the picture and then he stood up and there were some live wires above his head, electric train, I guess. And that just, but yeah, vehicles are among the most common categories in selfie deaths, mostly when people take selfies while driving, like you said, Ed. And
yeah, cause I see them sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And weapons selfies and
like look at this gun pointed at my head.
Look at me pretending to commit seppuku. Oh, oh my God. There go my guts. And then another one that you wouldn't really think of, animal related selfie deaths. Like, hey, how about I get into the tiger cage, or maybe I'll just jump in quickly into the water with this white shark and see what happens.
That seems like a smart idea.
Somebody,
yeah, like zoo selfies.
Yeah, somebody fell off the Brooklyn Bridge, like all sorts of stuff. So the most popular place to display death-defying selfies is on Instagram. That's where I believe I've seen them, where people
pop. I gotta think Grand Canyon plays a role.
Probably,
like, yeah. It's probably a big location.
Yeah, people post under the hashtags, hashtag SSG kill every gram, hashtag chasing rooftops, and hashtag extreme. And there's one couple at underscore elevation that are like known for these. That might be the ones I saw. And seriously, wouldn't it be nice if those hilarious Snapchat filters where broads turn themselves into puppies or kitties also carried the imminent risk of death?
That would be like, you might, if you put, turn yourself into a tiger, there might be a tiger that appears behind you and mauls you.
Or just you just like, you stop breathing. Like as soon as you hit the button or you hit post, something happens, and it's just there's an actual higher power somewhere that just sucks the life force out of you for being so fucking basic.
I know we should really try not to speak in absolutes, but I have never been entertained by somebody's Snapchat filter.
No, I hate it. I hate it every time I see it. I don't get it. So you take a picture and then you put a filter on it that makes like a cartoon face appear over yours. Like, what is that? What's cute about that? I don't get it.
What's in it for me? What's the point here?
Is that like me being annoyed that baseball players have beards? Like, am I just not
sort of like that?
Yes. Yeah. Am I just not in the demo?
But is it supposed to be funny, or is it supposed to be like really, really good looking? Because it looks like just somebody painted a cartoon dog nose on you.
I think it's supposed to be cute. You know who could probably answer this question? It's Fancy Sauce.
Yeah, she must, just by knowing more girls than I do, she's probably going to.
It is time. I don't know if she's ready, but let's just bring her on now.
Okay.
And we can ask her if she knows, because I don't think – I know Fancy
Sauce – like, it's not sexy.
No, I know Fancy Sauce is on the Snapchat, but I don't Snapchat.
No.
And so I don't know what Fancy Sauce is getting up to on Snapchat. But I am on Instagram, and people that are on Snapchat, they do
a screenshot.
Yeah, they take a picture from Snapchat and they bring it over to Instagram, and that's where I've seen those before. So I can't imagine Fancy Sauce. What we know about Fancy Sauce is she is hashtag not basic. So I don't feel like she's doing those filters, but maybe.
But she must just know more people.
Yeah, she's very in the know as to what's happening on the internet. So she could probably give us a heads up as to what it's all about. She joins us now. Of course, everyone knows who she is. She's our very own pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How you doing, Fancy?
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Kate, we're talking about how people die doing killfies, death-defying Instagram selfies.
Uh-huh.
And I was saying it would be nice.
Is that true? They're not trying to kill themselves.
They die by accident. And my thing is that I wish people could also die by putting those dog faces, those Snapchat filter dog and cat faces on themselves. What are Ed and I not understanding about that?
You do love those.
Yeah, you're on Snapchat. Have you ever done one of those? Be honest.
I'm proud to say that I've never once used a Snapchat filter.
Good for you. Hero. But do you...
And I never will.
Are they meant to be...
But what is the goal of that thing? Yeah. Is it supposed to be funny or sexy? Like, what is it?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be cute. Flash funny.
Not cute. Hashtag not cute.
Neither.
Yeah.
Hashtag neither.
Hashtag super annoying. Hashtag unfollow. Immediately.
Yeah, it's pretty basic. But super some basic. People like to do the cute, like,
and then for them to share it. To share it on Instagram.
Separate platform.
Hey, I'm not on Snapchat for that reason.
Yeah. I thought Snapchat was exclusively where you went to show your genitals to people.
Yeah. Right, because it disappears, right?
Yeah, because it goes away. Yeah. But meanwhile, it doesn't go away.
Snapchat's a huge platform. They just had an IPO.
Yeah.
The last week or the week before.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking about making it into like a TV type online TV.
Because attention spans are so short.
Well, I don't think they'll keep it exactly the way it is. It'll evolve into something different, but it's definitely very popular.
Yes.
With advertisers as well.
Yes.
Check it out. I don't snap.
You don't snap.
I watch
Have people. You snapped?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone's, be honest? Have you ever seen someone's dong on Snapchat?
No.
You have not seen any dongs?
I don't follow random people.
Randos.
Really? I don't follow people that, I usually follow like people I know or celebrities.
Right.
And none of them are trying to do
No. But can't people like send you, like people that you're not following can send you stuff?
Yeah, you can send a snap just to somebody.
No dongs?
That's where the dongs come in.
Yeah, that's how you would get a dong.
Sure. No dongs.
Now, Brian, you said you don't do it, but don't you do that feature with the things on top at Instagram?
I do that. I did one today.
See, I've never even clicked on those.
Oh, things. You should see the one I did
those
today.
Those are the only things I watch on Instagram anymore.
You should see the one I did today because it's amazing. If you don't follow me on Instagram, go to @BrianBeckner and follow me on Instagram and go look at my Instagram
when I see
story.
That one of those from you. This is my reaction.
I did an Instagram story today. All of my Instagram stories are hilarious. I find them very funny. Yeah, I do that, Ed. But I don't know if I'm doing it correctly. But I'm doing it my way.
Okay. Just now with the dog face filter.
No, they don't have that on Instagram. I don't think I would.
Oh, I thought they did have that stuff.
No. Oh, they might. Well, they do have stuff. You can put emojis in there and stuff. And I do that. But that's cool. That's really cool. I did that. I put some emojis on my shit today. Pretty tight.
Oh, no.
Kato, what is going on in the world of pop culture?
I got all my stories up.
Uh-oh.
And I have this thing where if I hide a window, it kind of goes back into the icon at the bottom of the launch pad.
Oh yeah, and you got too many tabs open,
like,
don't you?
Well, I have two.
What is it?
Google
what is it?
Things going on. Chrome. I have two Chrome windows, and each of them have
multiple
tabs.
Yes.
Now only one is showing.
You've closed the one with all your stories.
I don't believe
this is
I
what
did.
Happens when you have too many tabs open.
I don't believe I closed it.
Oh.
I believe that it's open. I just don't
know. Interesting.
Sorry, guys. I don't know how to work
Can
this
you?
A new feature that I'm trying
yes,
out.
Can you, from memory, can you recall?
I mean, yeah, I can.
Potentially,
that.
You're
it's
like,
fine.
Wait, what was my, I think... there was one that I saw that I passed along to you, and it was about dongs.
Oh.
And I saw a story, there was a study about which country lies the most.
Well, I found it.
Oh, right? Is that it? Which country lies the most about the size of their dongs?
Yeah.
Right?
That would be this country.
I'm gonna go France.
Yeah. I would say no, I picture I feel like American culture, we're really tied into dong size more than other places.
Well, these days we're really tied into lying too.
That too, yeah. Say. Lying and dong size. So I figured that the United States, you know who probably isn't lying about their dongs? Kenya.
No, you don't hear them brag because it's just
the Congo.
Just, they're proud.
Chad, Jamaica.
Well, apparently Australia. Australians are exaggerating by the largest percentage.
Oh, Aussies, huh? Does that make sense? Because Aussies are very
right, but they're not claiming
free spirits.
They're not claiming the average exaggeration is not as large as the average American exaggeration.
Oh, interesting.
If that makes sense.
No,
so
it doesn't.
In the U.S., men are claiming they're 7.24 inches.
That's a big dong. Like if you,
what, the average Americans claim to have a 7.2 inch
dong.
Yeah,
what? Yeah, that's a pretty big
it's
exaggeration. Too much meat. Like 7.25 inches, you are packing. You are really well put together if you got a dong that big. Oh, I see.
If you're gonna lie, you wouldn't say that
at all.
Yeah, Australians.
It doesn't tell you what the women are saying for the U.S.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it does. 6.64. That's a good, but see, here's the thing. Women are just estimating. They don't know sizes.
Well, here's the funny thing. In Australia, men are claiming 7.09.
Yeah.
Women are saying 5.58.
Wow.
So
interesting.
The percentage that they're
percentage difference,
right,
yeah,
is greater.
Widest margin.
The thing is, if you're packing six, there's nothing to exaggerate about. Six is a perfectly good number.
Yeah, six is above
so the
average.
Guy
I
who says he has six,
yeah,
when he really has 4.5, that's what. But to lie and say you have seven, that's you're really promising
yeah,
something.
That's true.
Too big.
And a guy that's really packing like seven and a quarter inch hammer. Ed, I'll be the guy that has actually a 7.25 inch hammer. You ask me how big my dick
is. What are you packing?
I don't fucking know.
There you go.
Because you wouldn't care. Because it's big as fuck. Like you got a big one, you know, a guy with an actual big one doesn't know how big his dick is because it's just big, got a big ass dick.
Or you say, I don't know, over six.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Good size.
Least,
it's a good size.
At least six. It's
no,
a good size.
No complaints.
Right.
Kate, do you think this has something to do with Australia being sort of a macho society?
Oh yeah, for sure.
They're all manly men there. Mm-hmm. They're,
well, in case you don't know, your entire manhood is linked to your penis.
Oh, I hope that's not true.
Not mine.
I hope that's not true.
Or like 99% of dudes out there.
I want mine to be linked to my brain.
Yeah. You guys are the exception.
And
to that terrifying statistic
my
that
dead,
I just made up.
My deadlift. I want my manhood to be linked to two things.
You're going to be in the Hugh Jackman
club?
Yeah,
my brain and my dead.
Did he tell you about the Hugh Jackman?
He's in the 1,500-pound club. Yeah.
He
and your song and dance?
He told me as well.
Yeah.
And I was fascinated.
Well, we were talking about that movie.
I'm just kidding.
Hold on. I'm Googling Hugh Jackman, 1,500.
I want somebody to tell me how to use this feature that I have where hide things. Like so they go back to the icon. When I click the icon, only one of the things pops up. Like how do I get the other things popped up?
This is Chrome?
Yeah, like if I have mail, I can have my main mailbox, but then I can have lots of other draft emails.
Do you think you're talking to Leo Laporte here?
I'm talking to my listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone out there.
I'm still on Safari. I haven't even graduated to Chrome.
Maybe I'll Google it.
I was dead wrong on Hugh Jackman, and it's much less impressive than I said.
He's not a song and dance man?
He is a song and dance man. Okay. This was a few years ago. At 46 years old, he posted his induction to the 1,000-pound club, which was a 355-pound squat, 245-pound bench and 410-pound deadlift.
That's very good.
It's good. It's good, but it's not like it's good for a 46-year-old guy. It's really good. But there's guys at pretty much every gym that could do more than that. But yeah,
right.
It's a lot. It's good.
But he looks fucking big.
Yeah, that's the thing. He gets all the good testosterone. Like he's fucking looks. He's Hugh jacked, man.
Yeah.
Get it? Kate? Get it? He's a jacked man. Anyway, he's Aussie. Kate, what else is going on in the world of pop culture?
Well, you guys, Johnny Manziel.
You can call him Johnny Football.
Yeah, Johnny Football.
I don't know
Johnny
how to say
doesn't
names.
Play football anymore.
Guy was a pretty badass college football player.
It was just December when Johnny was living the pound fireball at 8 a.m. lifestyle.
Yeah.
4 months later, he seems completely sober.
Seems.
And he's posting daily Snapchats of him at the field grinding and working it out.
Oh, he's grinding.
And now he's also engaged. The girlfriend, Bree Teasel.
What?
I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
He's
either.
Only like 23.
And he's given her a massive, hideous ring.
How's how much?
Well, he's a rich kid.
Yeah, he got some money when he got drafted. They just got him engaged last night in Paris.
I bet the money that his lifestyle is mostly based on the fact that he's a rich kid rather than the NFL. That NFL money's probably gone.
You think so? Hold on. I'm looking up career earnings right now.
Because he came after Jamarcus Russell was like the last first round pick that broke the bank.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have $50 million, but he might have five. And that's a pretty good amount of money to have in the bank.
I'm just looking at pictures of his fiance, Brie. Girl, you need to tone it down a little bit because you have a very harsh tranny look.
Oh, really? Wow, Kate.
Because you're probably
woman on woman crime here.
You're probably I'm sure you are probably very attractive. You don't need those eyebrows and you don't need that makeup you don't need those nails.
Oh my god.
And also, there's a Snapchat picture of them with a filter from New Year's Eve.
Do they have dog faces?
Ultimate crime. Hello Kitty Snapchat.
There's no way that guy is going to be an NFL quarterback.
$6.7 million guaranteed.
That's pretty good.
That's a good amount of money. But he's living pretty high.
I still maintain it's gone.
Yeah, it could be.
He's back to family money. He's not going to be a quarterback.
You don't leave the NFL and then come back. There's just no coming back. You go unless you're like an all pro.
That was like Tommy Maddox. That was about it.
Oh yeah, he went to
and he didn't have the baggage.
He went to the XFL. That's right.
But you can't have like that kind of baggage because it's you can't have your backup quarterback with that kind of baggage.
You know where he's got to go is the CFL.
CFL.
He could be like Marcus Allen's brother and have a very nice career in the CFL. Be a CFL Hall of Famer. They make like $500,000 up there in that CFL.
Yeah, they don't have to. I think for a long time those guys used to have to like work at the bank in the offseason and stuff like that. And now they can
good money.
Exist.
And the field's wider. And longer. It's a weird looking field. Also, three downs.
You guys are hijacking my segment.
You can go forward
like
and
Snoozeville Sports.
Oh, you can? Like,
yeah, it's kind of cool.
Like arena football. I love that. They should have that in regular football. Yeah. Regular NFL football, boring. Mm-hmm. Boring game. Super boring. Okay, Kate, what else is going on? Also, quickly, before we get off Johnny Manziel, this guy has tagged many, many, many Instagram sluts. Like this is not his first Instagram hookup.
No.
He's got that down. He slides into broad's DMs and he must have a bit of a rap because he's not good looking and he's not that rich.
How long can this go on? Because he hasn't been in the NFL in like 3 years,
over.
Right?
It's over.
If any of the producers of the television show Wags are listening, can you please add Johnny and Brie to your cast?
Oh, that's a good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sincerely.
That's a good. He's at least as employed as most of the, like one of the chicks on there is going out with Larry English, who hasn't been in the league in 4 years.
Nobody's handsome.
Well, that's
and
not,
the girlfriend's
That's
hot.
Not the point. Oh, yeah, she's very hot. Okay, Nicole. What else, Kate?
I guess, do you guys know who Misha Barton is? She was on that show, The OC.
Yeah, OC.
And she's a little unhinged over the years.
Ed Daly.
She was also
bipolar going on.
She was also in, what's the first M. Night Shyamalan movie? The one that everybody liked.
Yeah, she
the
was
Sixth
the
Sense?
Kid.
The, Sixth Sense. She was the like the 10-year-old girl who was like under the bed.
Yeah.
She was really creepy.
She
was
the
her.
I See Dead People.
Ed, we've determined, we've done an episode about it. You are one of the two world's foremost experts on Beverly Hills 90210. Really deep knowledge. You and friend of the show, Travis Rogers, are deeply, deeply knowledgeable about Beverly Hills 90210. Does that also extend to other teen soap operas like the OC? Were you an OC watcher?
I was pretty much an OC expert. I don't know about it.
See, yes. I was hungry for that kind of content until I realized that that chapter of my life had just passed.
This wasn't for you.
So I watched one season, maybe, and then I was like, I can't do this anymore. But it had an early Olivia Wilde on that show too.
Is that true? Mm-hmm. And Rachel Bilson was on there. I never saw
there
the OC.
Some hot chicks.
Hashtag hetero. But I do know Rachel Bilson was on it, and she is banging, super attractive.
Agreed.
Okay, Kate, what else is going on? Pop culture.
Well, Misha Barton apparently has a sex tape floating around in porn industry. Giant's currently bidding upwards of $500,000.
Oh, this is something she's trying to. She hasn't worked in a while.
She hasn't had any heat in probably a dozen years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, has she been in anything?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, she probably has, but nothing that we've heard about.
She's also had a number of, like, psychotic breaks.
I know. She's not been well, I don't think. She looks pretty good. I'm just looking at some pictures from a recent photo shoot.
Yeah, weird.
This weekend, she looks good.
Weird that she would do a photo shoot where she's looking pretty hot right at the time that news of her sex tape leaks.
Well, you know what? You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. A sex tape.
Again.
You know, been there, done that.
How are you getting $500,000?
Just kidding.
Who's paying for this?
I don't know. But people that... The Kim Kardashian one's like the most downloaded thing of all time. I don't get it. Maybe it's because they run ads. They put it on the free sites and there's ads on it. I don't know. Kate McManus, what else?
I have some details from Aaron Hernandez's trial.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-oh.
The prosecution claims Hernandez shot at a car that those two guys he killed were driving because one of the guys bumped into him inside of the club.
And spilled a drink.
They were at and spilled a drink spilled on a drink. Him.
Yeah. Well, at least we know he had a good reason. For the longest time, I just thought he did it willy-nilly.
And then after he shot them, he yelled at them, "What's up now?"
Yeah. In his defense, he had been smoking PCP.
Is that true?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're probably a little more agitated when you've been smoking PCP. But imagine you're just a couple, these guys were like busboys, and they're out at a club, and they spill a drink on a guy, and they get fucking murdered for it.
Well, I'm going to murder this mosquito
right now. There's a mosquito in the
studio. Did he get an answer? What was it?
Well, they were dead. He should have asked him before he killed him.
He bragged about,
it's kind of weird.
I got one in the chest, and I got one in the head.
That's fucking so
then he went,
awful.
Then he went with his buddy, Alexander Bradley, to Florida on a trip.
Sounds like a Supreme Court justice. Alexander Bradley?
And he got angry at Bradley because Bradley made a comment about the alleged shooting after Hernandez pointed out what he thought were several cops in a club. And Bradley's like, yeah, probably because of the fucked up stuff you did in Boston last summer. And then he tries to shoot Bradley.
Yeah, he shot his eye out. Yeah.
You guys know all this stuff. I didn't.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Last night was the finale of The Bachelor.
But he's on trial for that.
He's on trial right now.
But he's already in prison for the other guy he killed.
Right.
Yeah. Good guy. Florida.
Yeah. He's
go
not
Gators.
Coming out as opposed to OJ, which I read he's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shocking.
Well, OJ.
It was a sham
OJ
charge.
Just stole his own football cards
right.
back.
I mean, he's not on like a... It's not like he murdered anyone.
I mean...
Just kidding.
Oh.
Okay, last night was the finale of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And
oh, yes.
And I gotta admit, I've never been
disinterested
in a season of The Bachelor as I have been. I don't know what it is. Well, I do.
That's because this Nick
Let's
guy is fucking
Nick
awful.
Nick is such a blatant narcissist that I can't suspend any disbelief whatsoever that he could love anyone beside himself.
Yes, of course.
So
not.
I just found it really boring.
Yes.
Also, I just wasn't into
I think
the
Michelle
either.
Found him to be an intriguing character.
Shut up. We might have to get her on the show.
He's definitely complex, for sure, and intriguing in that he is complex, I think.
Like, she just hates, like, boring, normal guys.
I agree.
See if Michelle Daly wants to come on the Bachelor.
She gets enough boring normal guys at home.
He's boring.
So irritating.
He's from Wisconsin.
Anyway, he chose my pick, Vanessa Grimaldi. They got engaged. She's a special needs teacher.
She was your pick.
Yeah, she was my pick. It's not going to last, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not going to last.
Very.
Okay. Anyway, I didn't watch it. I might catch up on it tonight.
We
didn't watch.
I might have to call up Jay Stewart. She didn't watch.
Could not deal with this season. I could barely watch it every week.
It wasn't very good. Okay, Kate, what else?
Well, this is a story that's going to make Brian a little bit sad.
Yes.
One of Brian's number one picks, Allison Brie, has said yes to James Franco's little brother, Dave. They're engaged.
Secretly? No, they're married.
Oh, they got married.
Yeah, they've been engaged.
It's cool how I don't know the details of my own
They've secretly wed.
They were engaged for a while, like a couple of years.
A year.
And then they secretly, I think in 2015, they were engaged.
Okay.
So they secretly...
Is this a May-December thing?
No, they're about the same age.
Oh, yeah, I would have thought she's older.
They're both around like 30, right?
Yeah, early 30s, I would think.
She's just been around longer. Yes. She played older on Mad Men.
Yes.
She is gorgeous and such a talented actress.
So talented.
She's one of my favorite actors.
She's very memorable in everything she does.
And
very hot.
I much prefer Dave to his brother.
James Franco.
Yeah.
I wasn't making a comment on her. I just have known about her for like 10 years and Dave Franco for like 5.
Yeah.
Like I felt like there might have been.
Because Dave Franco's new to the game. He seems a little more level-headed than that James Franco.
I kind of like them both.
Yeah. I don't mind him.
Yeah. James Franco is a little off.
He's pretty. He does make some good movies.
I kind of like
that
he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. He's a huge
that,
weirdo.
The one where him and Seth Rogen went to North Korea. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Did you see the one where the apocalypse?
No, I gotta see that.
That's really funny.
Yes.
They play like versions of themselves.
This is the end.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I gotta see. Put that on my list. This is the end.
Would it look like your PA?
No, I'm just saying that like to the air. I'm saying that like to everyone. Everyone.
And get me a spritzer.
Keeps a list of my things.
He's talking to all of you.
Yeah. Okay, what else, Kate?
That's all.
Okay, let's wrap.
I'm just reading, actually. Uh-oh. It wasn't good.
Uh-oh, it's not all.
I was just reading that Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck revealed on Tuesday that he has completed treatment for alcohol addiction at a rehab facility.
It's not his first time. It's not his first go-round in rehab.
Probably not his second time.
Did he get caught doing something?
Well, he's like getting a divorce.
Or is he really trying to get treated?
I don't know.
I think he's really... I did read something where he was like meeting his wife and he showed up like an hour before at some bar on the west side where they live and was seen just pounding like dark Belgian ales for an hour before his wife showed up.
I have a lot of empathy for people struggling with any kind of addiction.
Me too.
You know what? You know, good for him for getting help and going through the motions.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm just saying.
And even it doesn't matter if it's not the first time because recovery is a process.
No, I know what you're saying, Ed, that sometimes it's.
Sometimes when you tell these stories, it's because they got caught.
Yeah.
So they have to.
Well,
that's pretty common.
Yeah, possibly.
But this isn't his first go round with. He had a very public rehab
and it's not like he's trying to save his marriage. I think that's done and dusted.
Yeah. No, there's.
Good luck, buddy.
No, they've reconciled.
Is that true?
Yes.
Good luck, buddy.
I
wish you the best.
Divorced.
I'm still not watching those Batman Superman movies.
Oh, I saw that Batman Superman on a plane, Ed. And I was captive for 13 hours on a plane, and I still couldn't get through that movie.
I can't even believe you thought that was like a good choice.
I had been
on a plane. It's any port in a storm.
Well,
I get it.
They had the same movies on the way there and the way back, and I had run through all of them, including that really weird one with Tom Hiddleston, where he lives in that apartment building. What was that one called?
Oh, High Rise or something.
Yes.
Oh, I like
that. Terrible movie. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. So not
that
a good
was
movie.
Based on a book that. I probably would have.
Well,
liked,
fuck that book. Fuck that book and fuck that movie. okay. Excellent job, guys.
JG Ballard.
For Kate McManus, for Ed Daly. I'm Brian Beckner. This has been episode 160 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Until then.